read a little bit about the different branches of deen has been discussed in the programs regarding aqaid, belief, ibadat, acts of worship, muamalat, monetary dealing. Now we will discuss regarding muasharat, social etiquette. And thereafter will be akhlaq, character. When all of these are found within a person, his Islam will then be complete. So regarding muasharat, it is written, we do not love individually, but rather in a society, wherein we interact with people at all times. Islam is explained how a person must live with others, the rights of parents, children, spouses, etc. We have to learn these rights, and we have to make an endeavor to fulfill these rights. Social life is based on the following important principles. Number one, never to cause harm to others. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a complete believer is he who other Muslims are saved from his tongue and hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the blood, honor and property of a Muslim are sacred to another Muslim. The explanation is because a Muslim interacts generally with other Muslims, the word Muslim is mentioned here. Otherwise, a Muslim should make an intention not to cause any difficulty whatsoever to Muslims, non-Muslims, animals, and even their environment. So the first was not to cause harm to others. The second is fulfillment of rights. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every one of you is a guardian, and each one of you is answerable for his charge. In the whole world today, people are fighting for their rights. Islam teaches us to endeavor to fulfill the rights of others. As for one's own rights, he should ask Almighty Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he said to the Ansar especially, there will be acts of discrimination and other matters which you might dislike after I depart from this world. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what do you order us to do, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He replied, fulfill your duties to others and ask Almighty Allah to fulfill your rights. Fulfill your duties to others and ask Almighty Allah to fulfill your rights. Number one, never to cause harm to others. Number two, to fulfill the rights of others. Number three, to forgo on one's own rights and to learn to forgive. To forgo one's own rights and to learn to forgive. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever gives up telling lies in support of a false claim, a palace will be built for him in the outskirts of paradise. Whosoever gives up arguments, even though he is in the right, a palace will be built for him in the middle of paradise. And whoever has good behavior, a palace will be built for him in the highest reaches of paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, charity never decreases wealth. No person has ever pardoned another, except that Almighty Allah increases him in honor. No person has ever pardoned another, except that Almighty Allah increases him in honor. And no person humbles himself for the sake of Almighty Allah, except that Almighty Allah elevates him. Number four, to honor and serve one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no youngster shows respect to an old man just because he is old, except that Almighty Allah shall appoint someone who shall show respect and honor him when he becomes old. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of suspicion, because this is the worst of lies. Do not eavesdrop, do not spy on one another, do not compete, do not be jealous of each other, do not bear malice towards each other, and do not turn away from each other. O servant of Allah, remain like brothers as Allah has commanded you. A Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He neither wrongs him, abandons him, belittles him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, piety is here, and he pointed to his chest three times. Then he said, it is sufficient as a sin to even despise one's Muslim's brother. Everything belonging to a Muslim is unlawful to another Muslim. His life, his honor, his wealth. Allah does not look at your bodies nor your appearance. Rather, he looks at your heart and your deeds. The fifth is simplicity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, simplicity is part of iman. Simplicity is part of iman. When a person adopts simplicity, it becomes easier to fulfill the rights of others. One is saved from jealous eyes. Humility, number 6. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart will not enter paradise. A person asked, a man likes that his clothes be beautiful, his shoes be beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Almighty Allah is beautiful and Almighty Allah loves beauty. Pride refers to opposing the truth and looking down on people. Only by humility will unity be created. Only by humility will unity be created. As long as pride is existent, there will always be fights and disunity. Number 7, abstaining from the ways of the disbelievers. Almighty Allah states, do not incline to those who oppress, otherwise the fire will touch you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever imitates a nation is regarded amongst them. Thus, in every aspect, Islam has its own system and path of life. We should endeavor to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our pious predecessors in all our acts. Study the kitab Adabul Muashara of Hazrat Shah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahimullah, wherein many of these social etiquettes have been explained. May Almighty Allah grant us the ability to practice on the entire Islam. Amen.